Hello, I am Brandon Buck. I am a thesis master's student at Florida State University in the lab of Dr. Jonathan Dennis, and today I'll be presenting on how the Zika virus transiently alters host chromatin accessibility during infection. To provide some background to our research, we focus on studying the positioning and sensitivity of nucleosomes throughout the entire human genome, specifically around transcription start sites. A nucleosome is comprised of 8 histone proteins and around 146 base pairs of DNA. And it is nucleosomes that allow us to compact and store around 2 meters of DNA in a very small 5 micrometer nucleus. And it is the positioning of nucleosomes that can play a critical role in the accessibility of the underlying DNA. And previously in our lab, we have observed at different time points through a latent infection of Kaposi sarcoma herpes virus that was induced with doxycycline, that nucleosomes surrounding the transcription start site repositioned at the 24-hour time point and returned to their basal state at 48 hours. And with this background information from our lab, it led us to investigate this in how the Zika virus alters the host cell's chromatin accessibility throughout infection. And for this experiment, we utilized the Puerto Rican strain of the Zika virus and SNB19 glial cells. The Zika virus is a single-stranded positive sense RNA virus in the family of Flaviviridae, which also includes the dengue virus. It was originally discovered in 1947 in Uganda, and since then has had multiple outbreaks around the world, some of which occurred in 2007 at Yap Island, 2013-2014 in French Polynesia, and 2015-2016 in Brazil and the Americas. The most dangerous part about the Zika virus is its association with microcephaly and the problems that it can cause for developing fetuses. And that is why this research is very critical in getting a better understanding of how the virus is altering host cells, especially on a architectural level of the host chromatin. In 61 countries and territories, there is a mosquito vector, the Aedes aegypti mosquito, that is present and is able to transmit the Zika virus in those 61 countries and territories. And given that we have had 3 very large outbreaks in the past 13 years, we are still primed to be able to have another outbreak with those countries carrying that mosquito vector. And therefore, this research is critical on the off chance that there is another outbreak, and this is to help prepare us. The way that we conducted our experiment was through culturing SNB19 glial cells, and then we infected those cells with the Zika virus. And at specific time points, we did a formaldehyde cross-linking of those cells to prevent any changes in chromatin architecture at those time points. And then from there, we digested those samples with micrococcal nuclease. And this was to be able to obtain specific nucleosomal DNA fragments. And then from there, we utilize spray beads and polyethylene glycol to isolate specifically the mononucleosomal DNA fragments. The reason we want these is because the DNA wrapped around a single nucleosome, when aligned to the human genome, will let us know where that nucleosome is positioned at a given time point. Therefore, after isolating the mononucleosomes, we would prepare all the samples for sequencing, and then therefore we'd be able to observe the specific position of the nucleosomes and then also compare the samples at specific time points, given a light digest of 20 units of micrococcal nuclease and a heavy digest of 200 units of micrococcal nuclease. And having these two different levels of digest per time point will allow us to observe more of the sensitivity of nucleosomes to MNAs. And from observing the nucleosomal sensitivity from MNAs digests of the light 20 unit and heavy 200 unit, we're able to observe how specific nucleosomes are either sensitive or resistant surrounding the transcription start site. And with our high throughput analysis, we're able to observe the transcription start sites of every gene in the human genome, and we can observe the nucleosomes surrounding the transcription start sites. And therefore, this leads me to our first result, showing that at the 12-hour time point of Zika infection, there is a large increase in nucleosomal sensitivity. And this result is represented by the heat maps, where yellow is showing the sensitive nucleosomes and blue is showing the resistant nucleosomes. And on the graphs beneath the heat map, you can observe the positive values, which are for sensitive nucleosomes, and negative values, which are for resistant nucleosomes. And so at this 12-hour time point, we observe an increase in the sensitivity. And then at the 24-hour time point, we see a return to a basal state, much like the 0-hour time point. And given that these heat maps were generated independently, so all of the genes were sorted into a k-means clustering of 3, and therefore were not restricted to previous groups as you would in a dependent sort, and this allowed for any changes that occurred with chromatin architecture for any gene to shift into a new chromatin architectural cluster at a given time point. And from there, I wanted to figure out which genes were uniquely sensitive at the 12-hour time point that were not already sensitive at the 0-hour time point. So therefore, I generated the Venn diagram in the middle of the poster to separate out which genes recently acquired that nucleosomal sensitivity at the 12-hour time point of Zika infection. From there, I ran a gene ontology of those genes, and two results that came from that were that the genes associated with the unique change in nucleosomal sensitivity at the 12-hour time point were involved with cerebral cortex cell migration and telencephalon regionalization, which these two results are very important as the Zika virus has an association with microcephaly. And so therefore, if these genes are having their chromatin architecture modified, then that might be playing a role with this association with altering the developing brains of the fetuses. And another fascinating result is that the change in chromatin architecture is transient, but also the distribution of these genes that are transient is very high, seeing as 39.12% of all genes in the human genome originally started in a given chromatin architecture cluster. At the 12-hour time point, they switched clusters, meaning that their chromatin architecture changed, and then they returned to their original chromatin architecture cluster at the 24-hour time point. And so that's showing that nearly 40% of the entire human genome is responding this way. And this response could be the host cell having an acute response to the Zika virus. And future studies that could be conducted would involve looking at the mechanism behind how this chromatin architectural change is occurring at this genomic transient intermediate state, whether it is involving ATP-dependent chromatin remodelers, or possibly it is due to histone post-translational modification.